We want everything right now. And if you're familiar with Scripture, God is a very patient God. Time really means nothing to Him. And we get frustrated with that because we think, well, God, you may be eternal, but I only have so much time on this earth, and I'm getting older, and I haven't had my babies yet, or I haven't accomplished this dream yet. When is this going to happen? And God has so many purposes that are connected to time, and He sees the whole book of our lives, and He knows what He's doing when there's a delay, and we just want to jump the gun and go right into it. Steve, I know several women or just people in general that went after what they wanted because they didn't want to wait for God. And they ended up in a place where they said, maybe I shouldn't have pushed this. I can see now maybe why. I wonder what I would have had if I had just waited.
Look what happened to Sarah. Couldn't wait for plan A, so she went to plan B.
Yes, yes. And if she had waited for God's plan A, how much different, you know, how much more would God have blessed in that way? But she got herself some miserable circumstances because she didn't want to wait and trust in God's timing.
You point out that sometimes we use scripture that really makes us more frustrated than released or delivered. In fact, verses like Psalm 37,
right,
we kind of use as a guarantee that God's going to do what we want Him to do.
Right. We read the verse, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And so we think that's an automatic guarantee that anything we want, God is going to give us. And yet, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The very next verse says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do it. I've got a long history with that verse as well, because I had certain desires in my heart, but God was showing me, are those desires of your heart the idol in your life, or am I ultimately the desire of your heart? And when God becomes our utmost desire, He becomes first place, then He delights in granting those desires we have. I think He's the one that instills in us certain desires that He wants to grant. So I don't think that verse means be happy in the Lord and He'll give you anything you want. I think it means put Him first and He will begin to change your heart and what it is that you desire. And when our dreams are to glorify Him, when our desire is for His fame and His renown, when we simply want what He wants, that's when God blesses and that's when God pours it on, when He sees that our motivation is right. And it isn't just all for us.
In your book, Women on the Edge, you talk about God's dreams for us. You believe He does have those, but you feel it's not always about us.
Right. Many times we get desperate to accomplish something. I know a lot of women have dreams to do certain things in ministry. A woman contacted me recently, and she says, I really have a desire to go to this country, to be a missionary. Why wouldn't God let me do this right now? And I shared with her some things in my life. I said, I, for several years, wanted to write books and speak for women. And I said, God, this is something I want to do for You. Why isn't it happening right now? This is for You, not just for me. And yet God wanted to do some growing in me and adjust some things in my life that would make me even credible to be able to write. And He wanted to do some work in me so that I would have something to say. He wanted His words to come out of me, not what I thought was words coming out of me, but were really maybe my manipulation of His words. My husband has said for a long time, my husband's a pastor, and he says, trust the process. And there's a whole lot of process that's going on when we're up against a wall or we're being delayed. And that process is all about the transformation that God wants to do in our lives. You know, Steve, another verse that we tend to twist around is Romans 8:28. That was another one that I found that we tend to claim as a promise. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. And we think that that means, again, God's going to work everything for good in my life. And we have a certain idea of what we believe that good is. But the very next verse says, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. And that's the reason that God will work all things together for good in our lives, so that we can become more like Christ. So the inevitable plan B, that is often God's plan A, is all about transforming us to the likeness of Christ. And we don't become like Jesus when we get everything as soon as we want it. We become like Jesus when we learn that process of depending on our Heavenly Father and committing every step of our way to Him and truly desiring His best for our life and His glory and His renown.